Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is Cedric's fatal day. This is the day that he's to wed Winifred Redfield. Winifred is hardly the girl of his choosing, but through a few slight errors on his part, and incidentally of Lum and Abner's part, he signed the marriage license and agreed to the wedding date. And so it looks as though Cedric's gay, carefree bachelor days are over. As we look in on the little community today, it's evening, and most of the townsfolk have gathered at the church to witness the wedding. In the small anteroom of the church, we find Lum and Abner trying to keep up Cedric's courage. Listen.
For goodness sakes, Cedric, don't look so scared. You're pale as a white ghost.
Well, I don't feel pretty good, I don't think.
Well, now, you better perk up or you never will get through this wedding ceremony. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, he's right, Cedric.
Yes, sir. It takes a lot of nerve to go through one of them things, Cedric.
Jimmy, I don't think I'll get married.
Well, you can get out of it now, Cedric. You agreed to this wedding and signed the marriage license and everything.
Yes, Ma, but I never knowed what I was doing. I was crazy, don't you know?
No, you're just making out like it. Besides, that don't make no difference. You done it, and that's that. I'll admit you ought to have had more sense than to ever got yourself into this, but it's too late to worry about that now.
Yeah, besides, you got on your Sunday suit, Cedric, and got your hair all slicked down. Now, wait a minute. Look there, Cedric, there's one bunch of hair in the back there sticking right straight up in there. Look at that.
Oh, I know what, I can't help it. Huh. Every time I plaster it down, it just springs back up again. I wet it and done everything to it.
Well, I do know.
Taking the back of the brush and try to press it down. It wouldn't work.
Huh. Reckon some glue would help that.
Now, Abner, don't get no ideas like that.
Huh?
Peek through the door there once and see if everybody's here yet.
Oh, yeah. You ought to be here by now. It's 8 o'clock already.
Oh, go ahead anyways. I don't want to get married. I'm too young.
No, you ain't, Cedric.
Well, can a married fella play the pinball machine?
Well, I reckon so. If he's got time, he can. Of course, you'll be working most of the time to make a living. You don't want to waste your time and your nickels on no pinball machine.
Well, I was feared of that. I don't believe I'm the type to get married.
Well, I believe everybody's here, Lum. Cedric's mom and papa sitting down there in front. Miss Redfield, she's in the front row there, too.
Oh, yeah? Can you see Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him and Winifred's in the back of the church there waiting to march down aisle when we're ready.
I reckon we better get started then.
All the women folk got their handkerchiefs out, trying their best to get started crying.
Well, let's go then.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Cedric. Stand up and follow after.
Get up there, Cedric. Now, come on. Just don't be nervous. Doggies, I wonder who that is.
Well, open the door and see.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it. Good idea.
Hey, Abner.
Oh, what is it, Grandpa?
Sister Simpson told me to tell you she can't play the organ because it's broke.
Broke?
Yes, sir. The foot pedals is busted and she can't pump it.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Lum?
Yeah, I just feared something would go wrong with this wedding.
Widder Abernathy says she can't sing neither because she gets off the tune if she can't hear the organ.
Well, that oughtn't to bother her none. She never gets on the tune to start with.
I know, but she says she won't do it.
Well, what are we going to do, Lum?
There ain't nothing we can do. Just go back and tell them we'll get along without them, Grandpap.
Yeah, all right. I'll go tell them.
My doggies, Lum, this won't seem much like a wedding without no music, though.
No, it won't. Ought to have music of some kind.
Why, sure we ought to. Facts is, it might not be legal without it. I don't know.
Yeah, certainly won't seem like a wedding.
It
Abner,
sure
won't. Can you sing Oh Promise Me?
Huh?
No, I can see right now that you can't. Do you know that song, I Love You Truly?
Yeah, sure, I know that. Well, I think I do anyway. I ain't sung it for a long time. Used to sing it when I was a young'un.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, though. You ain't suggesting I go out there and sing for this wedding, are you?
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Not me now, Lom. I ain't going to stand up there all by myself and sing one of them our solo things. I'd be scared to death.
Listen, Abner, you're the best man at this wedding, so it's up to you to see that it's a success.
Well, I ain't going to stand up there by myself now. I can tell you that right now. Now, if Cedric was to stand up there with me and make a sort of a solo duet...
If Cedric can't sing at his own wedding, it wouldn't look right.
Oh, I don't believe it hurt nothing. What do you think, Cedric?
No, Mom, I love to sing. I ought to get some enjoyment out of this wedding, looks like.
Why, sure you ought to. Now, see there, Long?
Yeah, but it ain't the thing to do. Besides, the only song you fellas can sing together is They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree. I don't believe that's a wedding song.
Yeah, well, we won't sing that, will we, Cedric?
No, Mom.
But we'll sing I Love You Truly, honest we will.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing being did before, but I reckon under the circumstances it's about all we can do.
Why, sure, that's all we can do. You want to practice up a little bit, Cedric? Me and you can sort of go over the words here and get the tune right, you know. We want to make a good job of it.
Oh, my, yes, Mom, we want to sing pretty.
Yeah, we want to sing our best at your own wedding, you know. Well, let's see, maybe we ain't got time to practice right now, Cedric.
No, we got to get right on in there.
Huh?
It's time to go.
It is, huh? Let's see now. Cedric, now come on now. Get ready. Get ready now, Cedric. Just stand up on
your feet. I'm standing up here.
Well, now, don't be nervous. Just calm yourself down. Let's see now. You ready, Lum?
Yeah, go on in there. Go on.
Can you recollect the wedding ceremony?
Yeah, I know that good.
Well, you ready, Cedric?
Oh, I guess so. Say, Mr. Lum, did you say I was supposed to kiss Miss Winifred after I get through saying I do?
Well, that's the general customs.
Well, I just hope I don't get bit by them big teeth of hers.
Now, don't start worrying about them things, Cedric. I swan I never seen a boy's nervous. You'll have plenty to worry about after you're married. Come on now, Cedric. Don't hang back. Get up there.
Clarabelle ain't sitting out there. I don't want her to see me get married. I'll bet she'd be so mad she wouldn't know what to do.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, she won't go with me no more if I get married.
Cedric, when you're married, you ain't going to go with her no ways. Inside, she knows about the wedding. Now, come on out here.
Reckon that other girl I'm supposed to marry, that Miss W, reckon she's out there?
I know. She's more like they throwed herself in the mill pond by now. Now, quit stalling around and let's get going.
Yeah, come on, Cedric.
Come on.
All right, here I go. Don't go into it.
You fellas walk in first and I'll follow you.
Yeah. Here we go now. Come on, Cedric.
You and Cedric stand over there, Abner.
Yeah. Come on, Cedric.
Friends of the bride and bridegroom and others present, we'll now be favored by a solo duet, Mr. Abner Peabody and Mr. Cedric Weehunt singing I Love You Truly. All right, Abner.
Yeah, come on. Let's go, Cedric. How does that start out, Cedric?
It starts out with an I, Hank.
Well, what comes next? I don't know. Well, come on. Listen, Cedric. Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you what we'll do right
now. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Are you ready now?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they haul it away to the mill to make a coffin so fine for that wee heart of mine. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
If that don't beat 'em. Thank you very much, Mr. Peabody and Mr. Weehunt.
Oh, that's all right. Not at all. Proud to do it.
We'll now proceed with the ceremonies. Due to circumstances over which the pedals on the organ's busted, we won't have the usual wedding march this evening.
Can't stand still, I say.
So will the bride and the bride's papa please come forward to set out the music? Abner, what did you sing that song for?
What, Mom? We couldn't recollect how the other started.
It wasn't the worst thing I ever heard.
Not mind out here, they come. Careful now.
Yeah, that's it. Right up here, Winifred. That's right. Howdy, Charlie.
Stand next to Winifred now, Cedric. Come on, Cedric. Stand over here. This is your bride. You got to stand that bar. Come on over here now. Just stand up here. That's the time.
Well, I'm scared to death. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's enormous. Just stand still.
We're gathered here this evening to unite in the bonds of matrimony two of our young citizens.
I do.
Not yet, Cedric. Not yet.
Miss Winifred Opal Redfield and Mr. Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt.
Hmm.
I wish to impress upon these two young people the solemnness of the oath they are about to take and the duties contained therewith. To all of us, love, honor, and obey one another. Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt, do you take this woman, Winifred Opal Redfield, to be your lawful wedded wife?
Mom?
I said, do you take this woman, Winifred Opal
Redfield? Hey, wait a minute, the lights. Who turned off the lights here? What's the matter?
Goodness sakes, what's happening?
Somebody turn the lights on. I can't see nothing around here. Get the lights turned on.
If anything else can go wrong with this wedding, I don't know what it is. Somebody get them lights.
Cedric, you run back there and turn on the lights. The switch is up there by the front door right on the left side. Oh, well.
Yeah, thank goodness. Scared me was having a blackout
oh,
or something.
Oh, you scared me to death.
Let's see, where was I? Oh, yes. Do you take this woman...
Yeah, wait a minute, Long.
Huh?
Poor Cedric.
Huh?
He must have been went out to fix the light. Wait a minute, look on the floor there. Long, there's a note with a knife stuck in it. Look there.
Oh, my goodness. What does it say?
Wait a minute, I'm getting it. Says, Cedric belongs to me and nobody else. Signed W.
W?
All right, Doggy's wrong. Cedric's been kidnapped.